Okay. Good evening. Tonight's learning is generously sponsored by Gil and Nancy Reich in memory of Nancy's brother Stephen Farber, the Eli Nishmas Shmuel Ben Ephraim. So she have an Eli began Eden Shamala. So we'll start the Sugya of Tashlumin. The Gemara begins, if you have on the Brachos Chavav Amud Aleph, let's pick it up from the first wide line in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ta, person made a mistake, lo his pal arvis, mis palo shachris shtayim. So you missed marav, no problem, he was just davening two times at shachris. Shachris, you missed davening in the morning, mis palo mincha shtayim. Right, you could daven two times for shachris, you can make up at mincha time. Kul yom matzli v'ozul ad chatzos, yavle schar tefila bizmana. Mikan ve'elach, schar tefila yavle, schar tefila bizmana, lo yavle. So you can really daven all day long, but there's a difference of getting the schar for davening, it's always a good thing, and the schar of davening in the correct zman. We have to be makbid on davening in the right times. Okay. The Gemara, I'll pick it up, we're at three lines from the bottom. The Gemara is quoting a pasuk, I believe it's in Koheles, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin. See what's underlined? So what's that? It means a crookedness that will never be made straight. Something that's gone, totally messed up. Zesh v'atol kriyashma shal arvis, kriyashma shal shachris, o tefilah shal arvis, o tefilah shal shachris. So it's a person who missed davening. So according to this, sounds like once you missed something, it's done. You're gone, it's gone. It's over with. Nothing to do about it. There's not a tashlum and you can make it up. Right? So the Gemara explains, it depends. At the bottom, Hachel Mayaskinen, Shabbatul B'mezid. I'm skipping a little bit, right? So, Omer Ravashi, Daikanami, you can be in for this as well. Diktani Bata, Velo Kitani To'o Shmamina. So it means that you made a mistake. So now, right, we're starting to see in the Gemara, if a person would purposely miss a tefillah, hey, why not? I got tashlumin. That following case, the person says, look, summertime, what if I have to get up for davening shachris? Mincha? Mincha was 8:10 today. I'm going to sleep till 4 in the afternoon. Why not? Tashlumin. I'll just daven two times by mincha. I'll get a good shluff the whole day. So the Gemara says, no, it's tall. You made a mistake. Right? We'll see later on as the Shulchan Aruch develops. When a person makes a mistake, but if he did it, but maze it? If you purposely don't daven now, because I know I have this backup plan, I can always get a tashlumen in, I'll do it later, so then the Gemara says, that's no good. That's this uvas, lo yiskon, lo yochluskon, it's gone. It's now at the bottom, chavav and vez. Tarbon, tovel his pala mincha be'erev, shachlis pala be'leil, Shabbos shtayim. So now we see that this crosses over this concept of tashlumen, that it will extend even onto a Shabbos. Because you might have thought, look, tashlumen will work for a weekday tefillah, but it won't work for, how could I have a Shabbos davening make up a weekday? Or on the other end, we'll see now, how could I have a Motzei Shabbos davening make up for a missed Shabbos davening? Tovlo hispala mincha b'Shabbos, whatever, there's a short Friday, right? The short winter, and you missed it. Mispala Motzei Shabbos shtayim shel chol. See, daven two marivs of the weekday. And the Gemara says, mavdil b'rishona, on the fourth line, right? You make havdalah in the first one. Ve'ena mavdil b'shniya. Do not recite Havdalah in the second one. Im hivdo b'shniya, but if you did, you said Havdalah in the second one, v'lo hivdo b'rishona, shniya also lo, b'rishona lo also lo. Right? So if you messed up, you have two tefillahs, right? You missed Shabbos afternoon mincha, right? Too much chont, too much potato kugel. Slept it off, you missed it. You wake up, oh my goodness, Shabbos is over. It's not down a second time. Okay. So now, which one do you make Havdalah in? The Gemara says what?
First one.
You make Havdalah in the first one. Why? How do you understand why I have to make it in the first one?
The first one's the real one. It's for the time. The second one is the makeup.
Right. So the first one is my actual tefillah that's the correct zman for. So I have to daven my real tefillah, the zman, first, and then afterwards my second one. But if I flipped it, the Gemara says it's no good. If I flipped it and I put Havdalah in my, what?
Second
one. So then the first thing is nothing, and the second one counts. You have to daven a third time right after that. Interesting. There's a sharp insight from Reb Chaim Brisker. He discusses the following case. What would be the din if a person missed Mariv Motzei Shabbos? So, Sunday morning Shachar, they're going to daven two times, right? Which one would you put Havdalah in? Based on this Gemara we just learned, you missed Motzei Shabbos. Do you put Havdalah in your first Shachris or your second Shachris?
First.
What?
It's in the first.
Why?
Because of the to break it, because as Reb Levin here said, to break up, you know, because the Havdalah and the Shabbos. So you do that first, and then the second one, you know, is an extra Shmoneh Esrei to make up for the Shmoneh Esrei.
So my second one's the makeup for Moshe Shabbos. So I would have thought, it's the second one, right? But you're right. Rav Chaim Brisker has a chiddush. He says, no, you really put Havdalah in the first, in your chakras, even though the second chakras is Tashlum from the Nechem. Now watch, it's so sharp. Yeah, the Salvechik, so sharp. You got this? He says, well, you have to understand, what is Havdalah? There's two ways of looking at it. Is Havdalah a requirement in Maariv? Or is it a requirement in my first tefillah after Shabbos is over? If it's a requirement in Maariv, so then I should put it in my second Shachris, because that's my Tashluin for Maariv. But if it's not a din in Maariv per se, it's a din in the very first time you daven after Shabbos is over, you have a requirement of Havdalah, so B'chaim Brisker, Chiddush, you should put Havdalah in your first Shachris. Very sharp, right? Okay, let's look at the Rashi now at the bottom, where it's three lines on the top. It's the third wide line of the Rashi. Shnia also, the second one counts for him. B'shvil tefilas matzui Shabbos. For Rishonu also, the first one you daven where you didn't put in your Havdalah doesn't count. She'ein akum she'ein lo lahatin tefilas she'avar l'zmano l'tefilas she'zmano achshav. You can't flip the order and put the davening that you're supposed to have at that point. You can't do the makeup before you do it. You know, you take care of your business first, right? Then we'll start worrying about, have your cake first, and then put the cream, and then put the icing on top. Daven, you should want to ask, you're supposed to daven right now, and then you'll add the other one on. That's Pasuk. We'll just shift a little bit on page 3. This is the actual Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. If you look, the simon that discusses this is Kuf Ches. So at the very beginning, on page 3, it says the top tov lo nenas. Again, you made a mistake, or an onus happened, something that was totally beyond your control. You got caught in traffic, right? You know, short winter afternoon or something like that. You're on your way home or something crazy. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the coming to Highland Park, Edison, this Shabbos. If you're coming from Brooklyn, there was some sort of manhunt. It was wild. There was literally, there were helicopters in there. We were leaving. We were going to New York. We were safe. Coming in, someone left five towns at 1, got here at 6. 5-hour drive, because it was literally miles just stopped. So that's an onus. So imagine, okay, forget about Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say what happened on a Wednesday. Now you're stuck. You missed Mincha. You totally missed it. You got caught. You weren't expecting 5 hours of traffic. It's totally beyond anything to expect. So the halacha is, in that case, lo hispala shachris, right? Mispala mincha shtayim. You daven two minchas. Harishona mincha. The first one is your mincha, because we saw from Rashi that that's the main one. Vashniya letashlum. And the second one is your makeup. Ve'in hipech lo yotza. But if you flipped it, right? You're not good. Yalo yotzich yedei tefila shehi tashlumin v'tzorach lachzor l'hispala osah. You have to repeat it again. V'chein hadin v'chol malkam shetzorach l'hispala tefila tashlumin. So you always do your makeup second, that the real one comes first.
Do you have to designate and say when I'm davening, this is my shachris.
You should, but b'dieved, if you didn't, it's okay. You really should. Yeah. We'll talk in a little bit about how do you do this? You know, take the steps back. You add in an ashrei in between. What should you really do between them? But right, you should. If you didn't, then bidyev, that would count. The Mishnah discusses that case actually. In halacha beis tov lo hispala mincha mispala arvish shtayim. So again, you missed mincha, now two marvs. Harishona arvish vashniya letashlumin tov lo hispala arvish. You messed up. You missed marv. Mispala shachris shtayim. Harishona shachris vashniya letashlumin. Okay, laachish omer yotzer ushmona esrei. Right after you said yotzer, he means the birchas kriya shema ushmona esrei brachos. Yomar Ashrei, then you should say an Ashrei va'achakach yispalo shmona esrei letashlumi arvis. So you should make up you add an Ashrei then, and then you daven your tashlumin. V'chein kishim yispalo arvis shtayim mishum shelo hispalo mincha yomar Ashrei bein tefila tefila. So he brings in here as well, if you're davening two marvs, you should put an Ashrei in there as well. Okay.
You do a double if you miss, let's say you miss a marv and
a. So what? How? What's the limit to this? Good. I like that question. I wasn't going to discuss it yet, but this is how we flow. You ask the question, we'll do it. Okay. I'll show you that question right now. What's the limit to this? So let's jump. We'll go out of order. That's okay. Look at page 2 for a second. The Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah discusses JJ's question. How much can I do this for? You know, let's be honest for a second. I got vacation coming up, Rabbi. I'm not into this whole davening thing. justification. I will promise you, I will make up all 18 tefillos when I get back, but for 1 week I'm off. Can I do that? Can I do a tashlumen for more than one tefillah? Machlokis Rishonim. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's the, you see the Rabbeinu Yonah is like the middle source? Yeah, this is the, it's really the Talmidim. He says like this. Tov lo hispala mincha, yispala tefillah arvish shtayim ve'omrim Rabbeinu Tsarfas. What country is Tsarfas?
France.
So the French rabbis said, didavka kishito v'shachach tefillah achas. No, specifically limited to the case where you forgot one tefillah. Yesh la tashlumin. That's where you're going to make up. Aval im tov lo hispal arvis umincha, right? Where it's underlined, einem hispalel shlosha elishtayim. You cannot, if you missed two, you don't get to do a three-way makeup. You get two. According to this, he quotes the Rabbein, the French rabbis, right? The Rabbanei Tsarfas, that you get one it, right? Okay, but let's keep going. It doesn't accomplish anything. If I didn't daven a lot, no, you can keep davening. Yeah, many of them. The heim oimrim shemi shehayatofus, a person was in jail, or choli, was sick, God forbid. Kishayotzo mi beis asurim, okshin isrape, he's got out of jail, he's totally healed, he got out of the hospital. Yispala kol tefila shehifsid. Make it up. Now, again, my vacation was a joke, but what about a person who's sick? A person is really, they have the flu, they're out for 2 days, 3 days, couldn't daven. So, of course, it's an onus. But now it says, hey, I'm feeling better. Can I daven? Can I make it up? So he quotes this. The ein das mori harav, right? That's the, these are the, they're quoting the Rabbeinu Yonah. He didn't like this. Ele ha-nochon k'mosha omer Rabbeinu Tsarfas. He likes the first opinion, the French rabbis. V'hud gam kein das Rabbeinu Moshe. That's the Rambam. Mihu im yirtzel his pala osu b'chovas nedova. If you want to do it, not as a tashlumen, not as a makeup for my tefillah, but it's a nedova means a gift. It's a voluntary tefillah. Sheichadish behem shum dover harshus biyado v'nochel nasalis kain. So, if you want to add a tefillah nedava, then that would be allowed. A tefillah nedava would be if a person, I want to pray. This isn't going to make up the mishachros, but I want to daven to Hashem right now. I want to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm going to do it. So I'm going to add something new. I'm going to put in the name of a new chola that I didn't have in mind. I'm going to daven for another couple, the Shalom Bayis, whatever it is. I'm going to do something. I'm going to add in a new request. I didn't put in that. So that's called a tefillah nedava. So the answer to your question is, it's a machlokas. Right? Like everything, right? Everything's a machlokas. So who are we paskin like? So let's, I wasn't going to go this right yet, but I'm happy we're on the topic. If you look in the Rambam now in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Tov lo hispalo, lo tefila zu, velo tefila hasmuchalo, ein misham el ha'achrona bilvad. You only get one. That's the Rambam. However, again, it's not so simple, because if you look in the Hagos Maimonius, where you see underneath that, he quotes on the left-hand column, in the second line, where it's underhand, Rabbeinu Simcha, if you made a mistake, you know, I forgot. Last Thursday night, I was at a chasana. I went home. I never davened. 10 days later. 10 days later, you remember, right? Wow, says the Rabbeinu Simcha. Right? Mistaber, Shemashlima. Mistama, you can make it up. The cave in Sheinbo, Avra Yomo. Right? It's not tied to Karbonos. It's not tied to Karbonos. Karbonos, a Musaf, that's for the day. That we'll get to that in a, hopefully in a little bit. If I miss a Musaf, so that's not Shaykh. That's strange. The daven, a makeup for a Shabbos when it's not Shabbos, a Musaf? Musaf's done. Over Yom Bottle Karbono. It's, forget about it. Right? I had a teacher used to say that when kids would try to turn in their homework late, right? Over Yom Bottle Karbono. You can't turn in homework late. You can't daven a makeup for a Musaf. But that's the truth. But he says, look, once we've already distanced that fact, once we say that really, and we'll see the Tosfos, once we've already made that break, that the davening is not for Karbonos per se, so who cares whether I'm 10 days later? It's davening. It's a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, you could do that. Mali achra samim yomim. So, mali machra, mali machra yomim. Who cares if I remember tomorrow I daven? Who cares if I remember 10 days later? Yeah.
What would happen if, like, for an eel, let's say somebody...
Ira, did you look ahead?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, is there a tashlumen for an eila? We don't know enough yet to answer that question.
Okay.
But that's a great, we're going to get there.
Okay.
I might not be tonight, but is there tashlumin for Ne'ila? It's going to hinge upon it, but we have to see if a little bit more, a few more sources for that. Okay, but yeah, let's do the Shulchan Aruch for a minute. Where is it? On page 3. To answer your question, the Psak is, you'll see in Dalet at the bottom where it's underlined, Ein Tashlumin Ela Tefila Hasmucha Bilvad. You can only do Tashlumin for the very next Tefila. Shim Tov Lo Hispala Shachras Velo Mincha. You missed both Shachras and Mincha. Mispal Arvish Shtayim. All you can do by Marv is that day is to daven two times. The second one, the first one as we saw already is for your Marv, and the second will be the makeup for Mincha. Aval Shachris, Ein Lo Tashlumin, V'chein B'shar Tefilos. So once it's done, right? Maybe we'll see the Mishnah Berurah for a minute at the bottom in Sifkat and Tez Zayin, where it says you can only do the Tefilah that's Hasmuchas next to it, Kosva Hachronim, they bring down, She'ain Tefilas Mosaf Moila Hashlama. You cannot do a makeup, a Tashlumin for Mosaf, right? Dehainu, She'im Chosr Shachras, Beyom She'ish Bo Mosaf. You missed up, Lo Yochul Ashlim Hispala Mosaf Shtaim. You can't dive in a second time. Vim Shachar Shachras, Hispala Mosaf. Adayin lo over zman shachris, afilu hachi is palo shachris. So you can have it out of order. You can have musaf first, and then daven a shachris if you didn't. It's not too late in the day, especially daven a hashkama minyan. You got a lot of time, right? Umisha shachach lo his palo shachris umusaf v'niskma mincha. Right, you forgot both. Yis palo mincha v'achrav musaf v'achrav shachris. So now it's your musaf. I'm sorry, mincha musaf, and then your shachris. Ve'im hispala musaf koda mincha yotze. And if you flip the order about, that also works. But you can't have a tashlumin for it, but it does change the whole juggling order of...
Why can you do musaf and shachris after you make it up
too? Musaf really could go all day. L'chadchil one should daven between the first 7 hours of the day. The only time that really, really comes up within 7 hours of the day is when... Or Rosh Hashanah, right? To get your Musaf in before the first 7 hours. They don't know, 1 o'clock or so. Theoretically, that could be an issue. But more or less, usually we get them in on time. Okay, so we set up the Gemaras, we set up the Rishonim, we set up the Shulchan Aruch. Now let's try to do a little more lumdis on this. And the Achronim want to make a Chakira. A Chakira, as Rav Soloveitchik explains, is the stuff. Philosophy is the science of chakiras. How to analyze something, how to look at it. So when we talk about a tashlumin, there's two different ways that we could conceptualize this idea of a makeup tefillah. On the one hand, is it pshat that when I daven a tashlumin, a makeup tefillah, I have Chazal consider it as if I have davened that exact tefillah that was missed, right? Person misses a mincha, so when I daven two times by Mariv, so it's like I daven Mariv and I davened mincha. I just happen to daven mincha at Mariv time. It's really a mincha. It's a makeup. Oh, that's one side, okay? Now we flip to the other way. No, it's not that I'm really davening a makeup. I missed it. But Chazal established a precedent, a way, a legal option that you could make up that missing mincha. But really, I'm just davening with a tashlumin. I'm davening really a second mariv, right? That's my chakira. Is it that I'm really taking that missed tefillah and I'm replacing it? I got it. I got my mincha in, or I got it. I'm not going to get it all. I'm just doing a makeup. So to try to understand this is going to be an interesting gleam. Let's start now. Now this is all set up. Now we're going to Ira. I don't know if we get to it tonight. We'll try to see if this will relate. This chakira will definitely relate to if one could daven Ne'ila. Could you have a tashlumin for Ne'ila or not? What do you think off the cuff? You think yes or no? Someone steps on your foot and says, quick, tashlumin for Ne'ila, and you say...
Is it more like Lusaf, where it's a special thing for the day, or is it more like just an extra Shemon Esrei, just,
So we know Ne'ila is miyuchad for Yom Kippur. But is it Korbanos related? Most of it's Korbanos.
Well, but the thing is why Lusaf we do, because it's going for that specific day, so I guess Ne'ila might fall in a category, or might be like Musaf, where it's for that particular day. Like Yom Kippur is the only day where you have the
Shachris and Shabbos is also that particular day, right? We'll get that also about what if a person misses and the person misses Shachris on Shabbos, so when you do your Tashlumin, what do you say? Do you say Yismach Moshe, or do you say Ata Echad? Okay. Let's begin now on page 2, the Chidushi HaTzlach. The Tzlach, do you know what the Tzlach stands for? Did we do any Tzlach this year? We did, right? We did a Tzlach already this year. So the Tzlach stands for Tziun LeNefesh Chaya. A marker for his mother's name is Chaya. This is also the Yecheskel Landa who wrote the Sefer Noda Yehuda. Yehuda was his father's name, and Chaya was his mother's name. So he made Sforim, he named his, the Tzlach is on Shas, and the Noda Yehuda are Shas and Shuvas. So let's begin and see how the Tzlach weighs in on this Chakira. Ode is the pact. They had a suffix. B'shachach lo hispala mincha, mispala arvish shtayim. So again, case is, guy missed mincha, can daven two times marv. Eze mehem yakdim. Which one should he daven first? Should he daven his tashlumen for mincha first, or should he daven his marv first? So ledidon, the kaimelon tefilas arvish rishus, because we hold that marv is rishus. Now, you have to clarify this, because what does rishus mean? It's optional. I feel like davening marv, I will. If I don't feel like I'm not, that's not what Rishus means. Technically, Rishus means optional. Rishus here, the way Tosus explains and others, Rishus means if I have a second mitzvah conflicting with it right now, I'm allowed to do the other mitzvah first. That's what the Rishus means. So we hold the davening marav, that's what we paskin. It's a Rishus. Im kein, so if marav is a Rishus, yesh le mincha maila, so mincha has an advantage, shechova. I have two conflicting values here. I have my makeup for mincha, which is a chiv, a chova, and I have a tashlumin. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. I have my tashlumin for mincha, which is a chov, or I have right now a reshus, an optional davening. So the arvis yishmalish yizmana, but it's the right time for zman for marv. So that's the tzlach's question: which one should I put first? Each one has a mila to it. The marv, it's the right time for marv, but on the other hand, it's only reshus. Mincha, it's not the right time, but it's a chova. So you see from the fact that the Tzlach even had a suffix, this is the way they learned the Tzlach, what do you see? That he was learning that when I daven Tashlumin, it's like the actual tefillah itself. Yichat? It must be that really my Tashlumin is a mincha. Because if it wasn't a mincha, then it's just two marv, so then what's the shiloh? One's a reshus, the second one's a reshus. You see from the fact that he was mesupuk, that he had a doubt, that Tzlach is understanding the way that a tashlumen works is within the framework of, I'm actually replacing that real tefillah. Yeah?
But not necessarily. I mean, if the tashlumen of a mincha, is that a chov or is that a reshus? Meaning it could be even a tashlumen.
The fact that Chazal gave me a tashlumen, so when I use that mechanism of tashlumen, what is that doing? Is that just like, yeah, I'm making up what I missed? But the Tzlach is not learning that way. The Tzlach is clearly understanding that means I'm really davening mincha now. That is a mincha. I'm just doing it at Marav time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could be that even though it's not a mincha, it's really just a Marav, but it's a Tashlumen. It could be Tashlumen is a Chov and not a Rishos. I mean, it's not like an opportunity you can make up a davening that you missed.
I hear.
You must daven.
Okay. All right, so let's keep going in the Tzlach. He was saying, "Im kein yish mincha ma'ala shi chova la'arves yish ma'ala shi zmana." Eze hu odif. Av shedover zeh mefurish bebraisa amin beiz ma'avdu bereshona. See, we saw, right? He's quoting our Gemara that we started off with, that you have to make havdalah in the first one, right? So you see clearly that the mariv comes first. You don't daven mincha first. Hareish etzorich lehakdim arvis bereisha. You have to put your marav first. Yesh lidchois. May you can push that aside and reject that raya. Ulai brayse zu Reuven Gamliel. He svir lekam. And later on, the Gemara has a sugya on chavzayim and beis. Degam arvis hi chov. Right. Aval Rabbi Yeshua desaver tefilas arvis reshus yesh listapik. Maybe there's a whole machlokas over there, a fascinating story of Shimon Bar Yochai, and a whole rebellion goes on. If it's tefilas arvis or reshus or a chova. So you have a machlokas from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Says maybe our case we quoted that was paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that's going like Rabbi Gamliel, but according to Rabbi Yeshua holds it's only a reshus, right? It's a suffix. I said it right to me. Let me say, I'm just going back to the end of all of Rishua. Sovereign Tfilis Arvis Rishua's Yishla Stopic. Right. But Omnon, Kevin Shekol has Poskim, Posku, Bahach, Brysa, the Mavdu Bershona. Everyone holds like that. After Anon, Kaimelon, Tfilis Arvis Rishua's, even though we really hold Marv is Rishua's, Muchach, the Afilit Tfilis Rishua's, Beshaita, Koydim, Latash, Lumen, Shelchova. So even a Rishua's davening in the right time is better than a makeup of the real tefillah, which is on a higher level, is a chovah. Okay, that's the tzlach. Let's just do the Rishash now. The Rishash, he was a businessman. Businessmen know how to learn very well. So he wrote a fascinating commentary. So the Rishash, which is right beneath it, the Rishash is going to learn differently. I'll say it over outside. The Rishash is going to understand that when the Chazal set up the concept of doing a Tashlumin, it wasn't a real makeup. It was just they gave you an opportunity to daven to make up that missing tefillah. But the tashlum I'm davening, it's not a mincha, it's just another arv. I'm davening two marvs. He says that clearly. In tov l'hispalel mincha l'hispalel the arv is beis shtayim. Nearly the tefilas tashlumen ain el reshus. That second tefila that I'm davening is also a reshus. So just like my marv is a reshus, my tashlumen is a reshus. Lo adifa mitefila shaita. It's no better than davening the right time. The solas I have a support for this. Mihad the paskinim shulchan aruch sif. Simon Kufches if Gimel to Bishash Lo Higia Adayin Zman Tefila Smuchim Lo Yishan. You have to wait till the right Zman of Tefila. So the way the Rishash learns is that it is a new opportunity, right? I have a chance to make up the missing Tefila, but it's not a carbon copy. It's not a replica in any way. Okay, this Chakir we have the Tzlach learns that it's like the real Tefila of Mincha just later on. Is the Rishash, who's learning that that then. So again, if we had to frame this now, just to put it all together, you know, am I moving too fast? This is a machlokus. Now, what is the exact nature of when I miss the mincha on a weekday and now I'm davening two times marav? Everyone agrees that first marav is a rishus. But is the second Mariv that I'm davening as a tashlumen? Is that a chova or is that a reshus? According to the Tzlach, it's a chova because it's a makeup for mincha, which was a chiyuv. According to the Rishash, you see that he says it's also a reshus as well. Once we have this chakir, now we'll be able to knock off a whole bunch of nafkaminas. Now we can try to come to the Ne'ila Shaila. Now we'll come to the Shabbos and Yom Tov, days when those are missed. But I want to show you, I want to skip a little bit. Let me show you something fascinating on page 8. We might have to end for this for tonight, but everyone's invited to come back on Wednesday night as we continue the topic. This is from the Menashe Klein. If you see the title of the tshuva here, Bal Tshuva, Itzorach Tashlumen Al Kol HaTefilos Shelo Hispalel. The guy's never davened once in his life. So now do we say, okay, it's time to start davening again. So he has, if you look at the very bottom... on the bottom right, the column, the bottom line on the right column. Vim Shab is Shivim Shana. The guy becomes Baal Tshuva at 7 years old. Obi Gavuras, right? By 80 years old. Hayat Tzarich lehispalel yomam v'layla ad sheshlem kol tefilas v'kulei hayulai. The guy, imagine, he's 70 years of that. My joke in the beginning was a guy who goes on vacation to the Bahamas for a week. Now he's got to make it up. The guy's got 70 years of tefilah, 80 years of tefilas to make up. So the next paragraph says, Le'ilin shosan l'ani esdaiti ein tzarich lehispalel tefilas asmuchos. No, to me monav shach. Because either way you look at it, it's not going to work out. Let's just speak this out. I'll read you his words in a minute. If the guy was bemazed, he did not daven as a shita, I don't daven. So we saw clearly when you purposely miss a tefillah, you don't have that option, right? And on the other hand, if he was an onus, so we saw you're only allowed to make up one of the tefillahs. So even if the guy has a history of 20, 30, 40, 70 years, he never davened, the most you're allowed to daven as a tashlumen is one. So either way you look at it, that's all that's going to happen. On the
what if he considered the tinuk shnishba?
That's exactly what he is. He is a tinuk shnishba, so he wasn't the chiv didn't even set in.
You're right.
So, right. Well, that's the other mimon. If it was bemazed, he's up. But he's a tinuk shnishba, so he didn't even know about it. The chiv never even kicked into him. That look. He writes your point. Look in the on the left. I'll just end with this. On the left, Savihine, Kvar Kasavti, Tefilas Yeshdim Beis Tamim. Aleph Kneged Tamidim based to Fila Rachminin who Behini Latam Shal Korbonos Kaimulan Overzmon Batal Korbono about Latam the Rachminin who Tzarech Lachzol His Palel Babal Tshuva Sheshav Vecholibo right the Yashuv El Hashem Rachminu Kosev Odnir Lefi Pirush Mishnayis Gemora Shabbos Reish Per Klal Gadol Shochach Iker Shabbos for Osam Malachos Harbe. If a person forgot and did a lot of prohibited activities within one period of forgetfulness, b'shabbos was harbi, on over many, many years, einachayv el chatas achas. He only brings one korban chatas, tekulu chadash shkoganinhu. It's all one period of forgetfulness. It's one shogig. Ayin sham shemuki lo betinuk shenishba v'oid. So that person like a tinuk shenishba. He never knew about it, right? Lefizeh. Now we'll end with this. Hine nami rubam kikulam, all the majority, if not everybody, have a ketinik shenishba. V'kula gabi zeh havile kichad iser. It's only like one iser. Just like on Shabbos, got everything wrong, never knew better. Person's whole life, never davened. It's like one forgetfulness, one thing. Ki yedua ki habali tshuva shebizman hazeh, boy mi batim shehahorim lo lamdam klal. They came from, they didn't get a yeshiva education. V'havile yedia shel beirav. They never got a yeshiva education, so the guy just became from now, according to Menashe Klein, he just davens one tashlumen for everything that they mixed in. And that's about it. Okay, thank you everybody for coming out tonight. Again, thank you very much for the Reich family for sponsoring tonight's learning.